Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Midnight movie night.
No one of consequence.
I must know.
Get used to disappointment.
We are the Midnight Movie Night. Fuck!
With
again!
A K?
Again! mental reset.
No one of consequence.
I must know.
Get used to disappointment.
Yes, get used to disappointment indeed, because we are the Midnight Movie Nights.
With a K!
Dude, idiots with microphones who can't do shit right while trying to bring you a weekly not-safe-for-work dose of verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, and most importantly, movies. I'm pretty sure it's almost Sunday, but... Oh, no, it is still Saturday. Today's Saturday, October 11th, 2014, and I can't do a goddamn thing right tonight. Oh, and I'm
sure
Miranda
Monday?
Janelle.
I'm that fracking cat, and it's Monday now. Yeah,
no.
It's now Monday.
It's not Monday. It's still Saturday. Knock it off. If you'd like to interact with the live show, send us a tweet over at Midnight Moon. God damn it, I did that the first time too. I'm making all the same mistakes again.
At Movie Nights Pod.
Crap, kitty. See, and I just crapped on that one. You had the clean read. Why don't you run the show? I can't do shit right tonight.
Just breathe. Just breathe. It's all good.
Oh, crap.
So is everything on board now? All is well.
Considering the channel that you mysteriously ended up coming in on last time is muted and I can still hear you and I don't have the alt button down or anything. Yeah, board's good, dude. Board's good.
I was in the phantom zone. No one could hear me. I was away.
So you must have been slapping back on yourself the entire time because you weren't mixed minus.
I wasn't mixed minus?
Yeah.
Oh, no. You lost me.
I'll show you when you get out here.
Okay.
So, yeah, apparently I screwed up the first recording, and everyone could only hear me, and now I'm screwing up this recording as well, and oh, double armpits for George.
What's up, George?
I don't even know if he listens to the show. Oh, kitty.
If he knew that there were armpits... He would.
So, kitty, you got a new phone.
I did.
Yep.
I got the iPhone.
And it got fucked up.
Yeah, it really got screwed up.
But then a nice guy named Sean brought things all fixed, and he put
a new SIM card in it.
A new SIM card, but also he put a screen protector on it. And you think that's
cool? Yeah.
See?
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean,
I'm sitting there thinking, like, this beautiful device, you know, part of the tactile feeling, and he's ruined it. He's put something else onto it. He's, you know, it's a super thin device. It feels great in the hand. The materials, you know, everything. It just, it's a wonderful phone to hold. Yes, Apple fangirl, leave me alone. Stop looking at me like that.
Yeah, but...
oh, yeah.
You know, you like to have... What?
Well... You've got, like, 3 days of 30 gigs of data.
I was going to get to that.
Yeah.
Which is fun.
I'm just trying to get there fast, because we really lost our energy the first time.
No, we're getting it back. Earlier I said something, and no one heard it, but I was drinking 3 of the double shots. I'm not going to say which one, but anyone who drinks coffee drinks knows what a double shot is, an espresso double shot. Well, I had 3. Now I'm having 4. Breathing.
Who said you can breathe? Keep talking.
Keep talking. Well, you don't have a cover on yours, or...
Nope.
You know, you don't have the protective covering, or nope. Like a... Well, I got a cover for mine. I'm just paranoid about it. I mean, if something happens to it, it breaks, but I got the protection, you know, everything for it, but I'm still, you know... Even with the new cover on it, it's light. I mean, this thing is really light. I put it in my pocket the first day. I was worried that I lost it because I had the iPhone 4 before that, and it was like a brick. I knew it was in my pocket.
But you don't know that the 6 is in your pocket?
Every once in a while, I had to keep looking. You know, I had to feel my pockets. Oh, it's still there. Good. And like I said, I got the 6. I didn't get the 6 Plus, which originally I thought I would wanted to get, but looking at the covers, and it probably would have been too big. But this one is good. I like it. And I do like that it had that Sean put the screen protector on it. Like I said, it's frictionless. It doesn't feel like there's a cover on it. I mean, my fingers just slide across it. So yeah, I've had covers on other phones or tablets, and you can tell that they're there. You know, it has that feeling. And this one is, it has to be one of the higher end covers, you know, screen protectors, because it's pretty thick. I kind of want to say like a Zag. Is that the right one?
I don't know. I really don't believe in those things. I think they're useless pieces of plastic that obscure the optics.
Well, this one, it looks good. I mean, I didn't want to put one on there. And I was surprised that Sean said that, you know, put one on there. But when I saw it and I started messing with the phone again after I got it back and missed it for like 2 hours, it was good. I like it. So I kept it on there. I mean, I didn't. Why the hell did you put this on there and rip it off immediately? But, you know, I just thought it was great that, you know, I got the phone. I got a new plan, which I did lose my unlimited data that I had that I was grandfathered in on for the 4. But I ended up getting a better deal out of it. I've got the 4G. Across the board on all my, my phone and my MiFi, I ended up getting like 30 gigabytes of data a month. And at the point that I signed up, you know, I got everything changed. I've got 30 gigabytes to play with for the next 3 days on my, you know, on my billing cycle. So that's pretty cool.
Very cool. And, for the first time, we're actually recording. Well, we're not recording the video, but we're actually doing this with Skype video, and it's
that's probably what screwed it up.
I know. Like we
got to see me, and he was like, "Oh my god."
Yeah, we changed the dynamic a little bit, but this is prepping for the it. I think the show is going to change after, you know, we start doing it face to face, you know, because before it was just like a phone call.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, now we can actually see each other and now we have to get, it's different because you don't usually have the bandwidth, you know, to do the video. So
yeah, barely have it for the call.
Yeah. This is not even bandwidth, but data.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's different, but it's cool.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
like
thinking.
Like you said, it'll be. I don't know. You're thinking things, stuff.
Well. Oh, I know what I did there. Ha! That's funny. No, I was thinking about hitting this button. Do you know what button it is?
The blue one.
Yeah, it is blue.
Sweet.
Prepare thy arms for this test of verbal acuity. Only the sharpest wit can survive the tournament of segments.
It is a blue button. You got that right.
Nice.
So
I win.
So since you win, why don't you Why don't you tell the good people how battle's forged?
Battle.
Okay. Well, yeah. Did you like that?
It was alright.
All right, we have a list of segments on the bit.ly/MMK segments on this site. You stop it with the video. I'm going to cover the screen. All right, we got a list of segments on bit.ly/MMK segments. So, like, during the week or right before the show or whatever.
Oh, you're easier to distract than I am.
No, this is not going to work when we're live because you'll be doing, like, funny faces. And so we got a lot of movie-related segments, and we add a topic for any of those listed. So, like, for example, the segment Guilty Pleasure, and we define that as any movie that we get mocked for because of how we responded to it. Stop looking at me! You've got a serious look on your face.
Oh no! I was catching up with Twitter while you were explaining it. Carry on.
Okay, so it's like it could be like a horrible movie.
Hold on. We've really changed the dynamic. We clearly cannot do this while we're actually looking at each other.
We have to get used to it.
That's weird. Oh, and. Just in a total random point to bring this up, we're not a couple. just to point that out, multiple people have mentioned that. No. Yeah.
Wow.
I told you I was going to throw that out there at some point tonight. I didn't tell you what it was, but yeah, I've had a couple people ask that, but I guess it's probably because I've been acting like a fucking idiot in love, wanting to watch all the girly pictures.
But so have I.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't brought up the girly flick that I want to watch.
Well, and you're moving out here and everything.
But we are a couple of idiots with microphones.
Yes. There we go. No, we're chums. That's the word that we settled on. So, let's read some tweets and then let's try and do the tournament of segments right, because wow. You know what the problem was? We watched the movie first and I have a sugar high right now. Sugar's evil. Sugar is very, very, very evil. So,
and I've had lots of caffeine.
Mark Thorner says, Movie Nights Pod, great, a caffeinated kitty with a new iPhone. Hey, I too am caffeinated as well, but no new iPhone. Aw, sorry, Mark. And
the iPhone 6 is wonderful.
Diana had asked, was that soundbite from Gone Girl sounded like it? The only thing I can think of that she might be asking about would be this one.
Who are you?
No one of consequence.
I must know.
Get used to disappointment.
That's the only one I can think of, unless you were hearing something from the Chasing Amy episode that was playing after we had the technical snafu, but I'm not 100% sure what you were referring to. If it was that soundbite, that was from The Princess Bride.
Oh, damn, that doesn't help your case any, what you were talking about earlier.
What?
Chasing Amy.
Yes, I know. That's what I'm saying. Remember, we mentioned this. We said that it might be a possibility that some people might get confused, and people actually asked me. People, that would surprise you.
How come people don't ask me these things? No one talks to me.
Because I'm the one who can't shut up.
I talk on Twitter and stuff.
Yeah, but I'm easier to get information out of. All you have to do is ask me, and I'm just like, oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'll just start talking your ear off about nonsense.
That's true. People have probably been asking me, and I'm like, I don't know you. I don't know you. You don't.
Yeah, Diana says it was the get used to being disappointed one. Yes, that is. Oh, I keep hitting my microphone. Why am I doing that? Seriously, Kitty, because what the fuck are we doing tonight? That was from The Princess Bride. Ah, we already played that. Sorry, Al. All right, Kitty, I know you worked on that spiel. I'm going to shut the hell up. Go ahead and read it.
No, it's all good. I was just going to finish it. All the segments you have are on a spinner, and you hit it, and when it stops, well, you have to have something chosen for that segment to get a point. And if we don't have a choice, no point. And at the end of the tournament, we tally up the votes, the points. Whoever has the most wins.
All right, so I should just go ahead and spin now?
Yeah, I was just going to say what the knot wins is at this point bragging rights. There's nothing really.
And half the time we forget to announce the winner anyway. Let's spin.
Yeah, spin. Spin.
Oh, I've got that muted. Huh.
Click, 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 click.
Come on. Aw, you landed on Knight's Choice, Siebes.
Oh, hell.
Ooh.
We have been wanting that one for a couple of weeks now.
Yep. But which one should I choose? Yep. I have to go with Pod People. Do you have anything for Pod People?
No, I don't have anything.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Kitty. Mine is, well, I'm going to play something from Smodcast 310 that just cracked me up like nothing else. And I'm so glad I get to see your reaction.
Okay.
You ready for this one?
This is my nipple, and this is its twin. This one sticks out, and as I push in.
What the hell?
One more time?
Yeah.
All right.
This is my nipple, and this is its twin. This one sticks out, and as I push in.
It's Kevin and Scott were talking about whether they would walk around in public wearing their shirts or not. You know, like, whether they'd ever take off their shirts. And when the two of them get going, you end up getting stuff like that.
Just the voice.
Yeah. You can just imagine him actually doing it, like, you know, pressing on his chest at the moment. And like, this is my nipple. And poking himself.
Holy hell.
Oh, it just made me crack up so much. I was listening to that in bed, and I just, like, it's like 12:30 a.m. I'm trying to go to sleep, you know, and and I had it on, and I just started busting up laughing. Alrighty, let's give it a spin.
Wrong with Kevin Smith.
He's been off sugar.
I couldn't breathe for a minute. Was that the episode? Because I haven't listened to that one yet.
I think he's talked about it in that one. Oh, we landed on a novel idea.
Damn it.
No?
No.
Me either.
Woo-hoo.
I didn't get one this week. Bummer. All right, we both lose. What do we got? What do we got? How about... Is it going to be Ear Candy or Old Friend? It's going to be Old Friend, just barely. Do you have anything for Old Friend?
No, I don't.
Dude, you're really striking out tonight.
I know. I've been busy this week. And just, I know I've got one.
Well, how about I read mine off, and then, you know, you might come up with one at the moment. How's that sound?
Okay, go for it.
All right, so my old friend is Airplane from 1980. Oh, it's comedy I haven't watched in a long time. And,
whoa. I thought it was the 70s and before.
We agreed on 30 years. Older
Has
than
it
30
been 30 years?
1980.
What year is it now?
2014.
What would 30 years be? 84?
Yeah. We agreed on 30 years. That way we can, that way we continually expand as we go on. So when we're doing this in 20 years, you know, we can pick Spider-Man.
Which one?
It would have to be the first one.
Oh.
We're not doing, you know.
Not amazing?
Jazz.
Wow.
No, that we would have to wait 30 years for that series.
Wow.
Yeah, so I picked Airplane, and it's something I haven't watched in a long time. And I really felt like watching it, but it wasn't on Amazon Prime Instant Video or on Netflix. So I checked to see, you know, okay, how much can I rent it from Amazon or iTunes? And both of them were $4. And both of them wanted $15 to buy it. And, you know, as much as I wanted to watch it, I still can't get past not having the physical copy for that price. It's just not the right price point for a digital download. I'm sorry. Especially for something from 1980.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Maybe if it was $10 and it was HD.
Yeah, exactly. So but when I was at Target earlier today, I bought it for $4.50.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. You said it's not on Netflix?
Not for streaming.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it's there for the DVD. I don't get that anymore.
Yeah, me neither. It's been a couple of years.
Have you
something?
Have you thought of an old friend?
No, I'm trying to get over the fact that that movie's, well, we're going to the 30-year mark, and 84 was 30 years ago. And that's right.
Yeah, the original Star Wars trilogy is in.
Well, in 30 years, it'll, well, next year it'll be, what, 30 years for Back to the Future? When Doc goes back to 2015 and, I don't know. Now I feel old.
All right,
I got sidetracked by old age.
So you are your own old friend.
Yeah.
I'm not giving you a point for that.
Yeah. I'm like barf.
Aw. We landed on ear candy.
What?
Oh, I'm laughing at what I chose.
Oh, really?
Yep. Do you have anything?
Yeah, I do. I've got a... Woohoo! Well, whose turn is it? Mine?
Yours? Yeah, you haven't gone yet. Of course it's your turn.
I've got Wang Chung from the Live and Die in... What? To Live and Die in L.A. soundtrack?
Cool.
I think they did most of the music in that movie. And I just love that movie. So does Jim Browning. Shout out to Jim.
Awesome.
And that'll be a movie we'll have to watch when I get out there.
Okay. Right as you arrive in L.A.
Yeah.
It'll be like the first thing that you watch because you're going to get scared.
That's true. I will. That's what I have to say. I will be to live and die in L.A.
Wait, nice. What? It's a Well, mine is the mustache song from A Million Ways to Die in the West. Are you okay?
Yes.
What happened?
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Okay. I just started laughing and shaking my head and hit my microphone with my headphones.
You headbutted your microphone.
Headbutt.
Oh, I can't believe you haven't seen A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Not yet. I want to.
All right, that's what it's one of the ones I'll bring out. I'll bring it out there. Yeah, you did hear the mustache song though.
I did hear that
yes.
earlier.
Okay, it's a lot of fun, and unfortunately, I closed it, so I can't even play a clip of it right now. But
that's why I started laughing and lowering my head and headbutted the microphone. Because I heard it.
Oh, let's see. What do we got? It looks like it's going to be holiday movie.
Ooh.
You landed on holiday movie.
Groovy.
And I'm having a... Except for a novel idea, I'm having a pretty good streak tonight. Because I've got one. How about you?
I've got one, too.
Awesome. Well, mine, since it's October, going with a little bit of a Halloween theme, I chose Hocus Pocus, starring Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, Kathy Najimy, and Thora Birch. It's a Disney.
I forgot Kathy Najimy was in that.
Yeah. Yep. Peggy Hill. Oh,
that's Peggy Hill?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
Okay. Well, I did know that, but for some reason I didn't associate the name with the face until just now. But I knew that was the name of the person who voiced her.
Have you seen Hocus Pocus?
I remember the trailer for it.
Yeah, it's a Disney movie, and it's set in Salem, and the three sisters come back.
Don't they have to deal with kids and everything, and they're like, we don't believe in witches.
Yeah, pretty much. It's a fun movie. It's a good Halloween movie. I remember it well. I used to watch it a lot when I was a teenager. It's a fun one. What do you got, Kitty?
Scrooged.
Ooh,
I know it's getting close to Halloween, but I was like, fuck it. I was just in that kind of mood lately.
Fuck it. Christmas.
Yeah, just go to Christmas. To hell with it. Cancel it. So that's what I was in the mood for. Just Scrooge with, you know, Bill Murray. You know, he's cynical and hates Christmas. And I'm like, right on, brother.
Awesome.
Screw Christmas. Screw being nice to people. Step on everybody.
Okay, let's see. It looks like we're going to land on Foreigners. Woohoo! Diana says her old friend is Murphy's Romance. I don't think I've heard that one.
I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
Yeah, I don't even think I've heard of that one. Wow. Hmm. A little research is in order. We landed on Foreigners. Do you have a foreigner, Kitty?
No foreigner.
Oh, bummer. I went with Trainspotting.
Johnny will be happy for that.
Yeah. Well, okay, so Johnny's been talking about it a lot, and then my brother was talking about it a lot, so been kind of stressed out and everything with work, so last night I just decided I'm going to take some me time. I'm just going to watch a movie. I'm not going to, you know, follow my normal path. And I started watching the movie. And, oh, that was just a terrible, terrible mistake. Because I started watching it while I was eating dinner. And so that opening scene while you're eating dinner, no bueno. Especially after the call that I was on for Alex Bennett's ramble on GabNet. And just where the conversation went, and they were talking about diarrhea and stuff like that, and I'm sitting there trying to order my food. It was so freaking hard to maintain my appetite. I honestly don't know why I didn't hang up, but yeah. So that movie's really fucked up.
So I hear, but I've got to hear it because Johnny recommended it, and so
you haven't seen it yet?
No.
Oh, okay. Let me put it this way. You don't watch Once Upon a Time, though. You won't get this. Oh, well. No. Doesn't matter. Rumpelstiltskin threatens to castrate Obi-Wan.
Wait.
Yep. Rumpelstiltskin threatens to castrate Obi-Wan.
Ow! With like a golden thread made of hay or something?
No, with a knife.
Yeah. Is that what this movie is about?
No.
Does it have to do with trains?
There are trains in it, yes.
Okay.
It's mostly about heroin.
Oh, heroin. That fun stuff.
Yes.
No.
All right.
I will watch it, though.
Eventually. Oh, it's a great movie. It really is.
Well, it's on Netflix, and I could listen to it because I have a good connection at work that I connect to, but you know, it's one of those I want to actually watch just to see what everyone's been talking about. Oh well.
Yeah. Oh, we just landed on pod people, so we'll spin again. Yeah, you definitely have to see that movie. It's great. Oh crap. I don't have this one. We landed on Humi.
Kitty? Nope. Nothing there either.
Oh, wow. All right. We'll give it one more spin. I was really hoping to play my quotes. Oh, you know what?
Me
oh.
too.
Well, that can be arranged, I think. I landed on guilty pleasure. Do you have a guilty Ooh. Pleasure?
Do I? Oh, crap. No, I don't.
Crap. Neither do I. Let's just do
well,
our
here's
quotes.
The thing is, I was going to go through my movies and kind of look to see which one was a guilty pleasure, but I've got my movies packed away in a box right now.
Aw.
So I didn't want to go through them and like start tossing them everywhere and say, where's that movie?
Okay.
This movie is really disruptive, but quote.
Well, let's see if we land on it. I want it to be official.
Yeah.
We just went past, but it's ticking along, and oh, there goes Night's Choice Kitty, and we landed on Science Fiction. Another one I don't have tonight, damn it. Although, I was thinking of putting The Watchmen in there.
I did have one for that one.
Yeah, I was really thinking about The Watchmen a lot. So, I think that's actually what I'm going to end up going with.
That's not a bad movie.
Oh,
that's not the one I have.
What do you have?
Tron Legacy.
Oh, nice.
I was thinking about that one lately. And we have watched it before. We haven't watched it, you know, and talked about it, but we've watched it. I liked it. Yeah. That was my science fiction, Tron Legacy.
Cool.
Just a follow-up to the movie Tron.
Yeah. And I was going with Watchmen. Yeah. Zack Snyder. Yeah, Billy Crudup's giant blue dong. And I was just thinking about like the characters and I started thinking about Watchmen partially because of what I was listening to yesterday on the way home from work before Rob went on. And that was Star Talk Radio. It's Neil deGrasse Tyson's podcast, and I just started thinking about Dr. Manhattan.
You were thinking about a big blue dong?
Well, once you start thinking about Dr. Manhattan, inevitably you start thinking about that giant blue dong. I'm sorry.
That's true.
It's very prominently featured in the movie.
It's just right there in your face. Like, it's not so bad when you're watching it at home on your own TV, even if you get like maybe a 60-inch TV, but when you see it in the theater, that thing is
pretty
massive.
Like, there's a giant dick on the screen.
And it's blue and glows. I'm glad I'm not watching this in 3D. I'd lose an eye.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're going to spin again on that one.
Yes,
come
end
on,
now before
quotes.
It gets worse.
Oh, it has a chance. It has a chance. Will it click over?
Click.
You landed on quotes. What do you got, Kitty?
Okay, I've got something from To Live and Die in L.A.
One track mind.
Yeah, I kind of go with a theme on a couple of these. But, all right. There's two characters. The main character, Richard Chance, and this informant woman that he deals with on a... every once in a while, and he kind of has a relationship with. Her name is Ruth. So it's the quote between Ruth and Richard Chance. And it starts with Ruth. How much do I get for the information I gave you on Waxman? Chance. No rest, no money. It's my fault he's dead. It took me six months to get to him. I got expenses, you know. Guess what? Uncle Sam don't give a shit about your expenses. You want bread? Fuck a baker. Chance is cold.
Okay.
He's a cold bastard.
So, damn it, you haven't seen...
We haven't seen this one, so...
Yeah, I know. And so I have no context for that, and I'm realizing that you don't have the context for the quote that I chose.
Go for it.
Wait.
What?
I don't get it.
You lost me. Where are you going?
I got lost in Twitter for a second. It must have been you. Okay. We just got a tweet from Diana that says, I'm impressed. That fracking cat or Miranda Janelle? And I have no clue what she's talking about, so I'm going to say it's that fracking cat. And scrolling up, foreigners like Cage Off Wall. I just said that all wrong. Apparently a couple of years of taking French in high school just tried to came out. Oh my God.
Toast. Fries.
Speech. Okay, so my quote is from...
Poutine.
Yes. Anyway, the Birdcage. And apparently I can't...
I did see that one.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Both versions.
My quote is from... A Million Ways to Die in the West, and they are currently tied up, which is why their voices sound so funny. And I'm actually just going to play the clip because, yeah.
No better way to make your ex-girlfriend want you back more than to let her see you with another girl.
I don't know.
Especially a smoking hot girl. When she sees me, she'll be intimidated as fuck.
Oh, you're very modest, I see.
I'm a little cocky, but I got great tits.
And I forgot they weren't tied up. There was a rattlesnake right there, so they were trying to be quiet. But that line just had me cracking up in the theater. I'm a little cocky, but I got great tits.
I gotta see this movie.
Oh, you will. I'll bring it out there when I go out. All right. Well. Oh, damn it. I forgot to play the science fiction again. Oh, well. Neither of us ended up having it, but...
What? Science fiction?
Yeah, we landed on science... Oh, yeah. No, we did have it. I see. I'm all lost. Jeez.
What a smoke monster.
Let's just go to the flick pick. What do you think?
Flick pick.
Oh, Kitty, what's our flick pick?
Our flick pick was Brazil.
Did we even announce it this week?
No, I don't think we did. I think we forgot to do that. But you've been talking about, or you heard about it enough that you actually got this movie, and we didn't really have a flick pick in mind, so I was like, well... You were going to watch it this weekend.
I was going to watch it so that it could go on the tournament of segments. And then when you suggested it, it was pretty much like, okay, yeah. But I want to watch it before we do the show.
Yeah, because it had been a while since I watched it. And at the time I watched it, it's just one of those nights when you watch a movie late at night and you've had a few drinks and...
Well, I understand why you didn't want to watch it after as well, because that was a really weird movie, dude. And I think that's why I'm so off right now.
I know,
now.
Right? It really messed with your mind, didn't it?
Well, at one point, I was watching it going like, why does everyone like this? This movie sucks. And then it ended. And I was like, okay, that was fucking awesome. And it was right after, yeah, I admit it was right at that point where I had just said, this movie sucks. And then that last little twist just tied everything together. And suddenly,
do you remember what I said?
This movie is fucking perfect.
I do remember the ending of it and how I felt when I saw it. And as we watched it, I remember you talking about it and even saying that, oh, it's going to end like this? And I was waiting. I was like, oh, wait a minute. This is what you think? And then it ended and I said, there you go.
Yeah, it, oh my God, just weird out there movie. And I really
who directed it? I mean,
Terry Gilliam.
Yeah, I mean, he's done a lot of weird movies, but a lot of them are good. I mean, I like a lot of his movies. And I do like this one. I think, well, the only movie I can think of that I really like of his is The Fisher King. You know, I've seen other movies of his, but this, you know, The Fisher King is my favorite. This one is just weird. I mean, really, really weird.
Yeah.
You couldn't even believe De Niro was in this, or the party place.
It was such a weird role for him.
Yeah.
But we're all in it together.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just... It was so... the relationship between Jill and Sam was just so unreal and weird. That's where the movie lost me at first. And then, like I said...
the love story
part? Yeah. It was just weird.
Yeah, I thought you seem kind of disappointed in it. You seem like it was... I think at some point you said that seemed like that was predictable. And again, yeah,
it was too easy.
Yeah.
Like, oh, by the way, I've seen you in my dreams, and now I'm going to lean in and try and kiss you and get cock-blocked by Robert De Niro.
Well, that was the only thing that happened whenever he tried to make his move. And but you caught that part.
Yeah.
She was like, no, boot.
Yes. Yes. And but then, you know, suddenly, you know, he's after he's still holding on and everything. It's just, I thought it was weird and kind of creepy.
Oh, the way he was stalkery.
Yeah. Stalkish. And then she just, you know, falls in love with him. That's where the movie really started losing me. I didn't like the love story. But then,
yeah, but
like I said, hold on. Like I said, and then that last little twist in the end, you know, and frankly, it was just one of those things. I was hoping for that. At that point, I was hoping for that. And then having that ending, it was just like, okay, that was perfect. I know, like, leading all the way up to it, I hated it, but that just, it gave it that nice last little finishing bit. That, you know, the line between hate and love can be very, very difficult to distinguish sometimes. And it just needed that slight little shove. Yep.
Just needs a push.
Let's put a smile on that face. Oh my gosh, we actually kind of talked about the movie.
I know, that's weird, right? We should talk about something else then.
Let's stop doing this face-to-face thing. This is weird. When you get out here, we should still do it over Skype. You go in your room, I'll go in mine.
Well, the thing is, you should look one way and, you know, we'll do it back-to-back. You look one way and I'll look the other way. So I don't have to look at you.
Like Pacha and Cusco?
That's it.
Okay. All right, well... That's Midnight Movie Nights for this week, and as always, that's Nights with a K. Oh man, this is so scripted. Why did we do this?
I don't know. Stop looking at me.
I'm not looking at you, I'm looking at the notes. Now I don't want to read it. It's like, it's so corporate. I get like that sometimes. The Midnight Movie Nights podcast is listed in iTunes, Overcast, Stitcher, TuneIn, and a few other podcast directories. See, I can't even fucking read it. Why write it out if I'm...
I don't know. I know we start to...
I really want to go watch Doctor Who.
Oh, the new episode?
We already watched the movie. Now we need to watch Doctor Who.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet.
I know, because we were watching the movie while it was airing. For both of us.
It's true.
Yeah.
Because we do try to, I don't know. Because we try to, we start to, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you were so close. You were so close. You almost had it. I blame Brazil. It set us off in a weird, weird mindset. And I'm still thinking about that damn movie. Still looking at me. I'm not looking at you. I'm looking at the show notes.
We do try to start broadcasting at 10 p.m. Pacific. I mean, which will kind of change things. You know, it'll still be midnight movie nights when I get out there, right?
Yeah.
Even though it'll be 10 p.m. Pacific.
Yeah, we'll just go for 2 hours. It's good. It's midnight somewhere, right?
Yeah, it'll be 10 p.m. Pacific.
We're not going to do 2 hours.
Or, you know, close to that time, somewhere around there. Because we do kind of suck at starting on time.
Hey,
so
come
we got a webpage. We got a webpage over at midnightmovienights.com. And it's also where you can find the live stream, which is probably where you're listening now. It'll be going at the time we do a live show.
Yeah. If you're listening to the live show, then that's awesome.
That's where you're at.
If you're not listening to the live show, hey, that's still awesome.
As long as you're listening. Someone's listening all the time.
Okay, so on Twitter, we're at Movie Nights Pod, and if you need more than 140 characters, our email address is contact@midnightmovienights.com.
We'd like to thank Mr. Brad Raven for the graphic, at Judge Funky Boy for the theme, and at DC Cantel for the segment intros, and our new followers. Do we have new followers?
Did you check?
I haven't checked. I was doing other things.
Yes, we have new followers.
Yes!
Well, we have new follower. Guillermo Pedroni.
Okay, I did see that. That was cool.
Yeah.
So, thank you, Guillermo. And thank you for listening. Anyone who's still listening?
Damn. I actually know. I do know Guillermo. We used to work together.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, he's a friend.
So. All right, you don't have to apologize for anything later then.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm Miranda Janelle.
I'm Matt Frankencat.
Let's go watch a movie, or actually Doctor Who.
Okay, let's do this.
Come on.
And talk hard.
You be careful. People in masks cannot be trusted.
Remember the 5th of November.
Go away, Baton!
I think I'll leave you two pals alone.
Midnight Movie Nights.
So, despite being everywhere and having things go wrong at the beginning, it was good. I enjoyed it.
I'm glad then.
And it was cool doing this experiment with the face-to-face thing.
It was really different.
Yeah, a little distracting. It kind of reminded me of the Utah show that we did. That was actually before we started doing this live. That was kind of weird.
No, it's not. We did one live show before that one.
Well, I'm saying that before we actually started doing it live on a regular basis.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
So it was kind of weird, but this is a good test run. I mean, it's live face-to-face over video, and in, what is it, 24 days now, technically. We'll be in the same room.
No, 21 days.
I'll be out there in
21
right.
days.
Oh, you'll be here, though, where it's weird. That'll be fun.
Yeah, but in 28 days, we'll be recording here. So
yeah, in 21 days, I'll be doing the last show here. It's all happening, Steve. It's all happening.
Yep.
And I'm not freaking out anymore.
It's about time.
I'm just getting psyched.
I know there's one thing that you didn't bring up that you wanted to bring up. And I can't let us exit the stinger without it.
What was it?
Mama Thinking Browning.
Mom Browning. Mother Browning, I know. I got to talk to her. And she wished me well. She wants me to be happy. I started to cry almost. The first time I did, but the second time I was like, not going to cry. So I'm not going to disappoint Mother Browning. I'm not going to freak out anymore. Wow.